It's the Bob Boocast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
Hey, you know, one of the things that I'm getting from a lot of clients right now is Groupon or any type of coupon, which is kind of ironic because coupons have been around forever. But because of Groupon, everybody's getting crazy about, we've got to do one. And it goes back to what I say all the time, strategy. Sure, you can do a coupon or a Groupon campaign. Definitely, it's a great idea. But please put some thought into it, people. I mean, really, just by deciding to do a Groupon campaign doesn't mean it's a great idea. You have to decide what's the best thing to do the Groupon campaign for. Look at the products you have the most margin on. That makes a lot of sense because you're going to have to give 50% or sometimes 35%, but basically 50% to Groupon to buy into their campaign. They do a lot of that wording and stuff for you. So really, you have to give them a pretty solid brief so they can't mess it up. And remember, they may be doing it, but they really don't understand 100% of what your client base is about. So the better brief that you can give them, the better job they can do in crafting the message. And, you know, they are good at doing that, I must admit. The next thing you got to really think about when you're doing a Groupon campaign is the effect. You have your strategy at the beginning. Yeah, we're going to do this and we want to get a bunch of people into our restaurant or hair salon or whatever. But what is the effect for your regular client and your staff? If you have 400 people decide to drop in and book an appointment and everybody's booked solid for 2 months, you're going to have a bunch of frazzled people and your profit margin isn't going to be that great for those months. And you may really tick off your existing clients. So be very aware of how you structure the offer. If you know you're going to have a down month, let's say your worst month every year is June and July or February, March, then that's when you should do those campaigns because you're going to be quiet anyways. Don't do it at your peak season. It sounds like it makes a lot of sense, but a lot of people decide, oh yeah, let's do the Groupon and don't sit back and think, well, let's look at our sales charts and see where the peak is. Are we about to go into a peak? The next thing to think about is train your staff to upsell. This is a huge opportunity for the organization, but only if people are tuned in and get that it's a Groupon event. In the sense that somebody comes in with a Groupon card, they're not, oh, here's a freeloader. Here's somebody who's trying to get something for us for free. Yeah, here you go. And give them a bad experience. Then you're just paying Groupon to show people that you're in a horrible place with lousy customer service. Really, when a Groupon person comes in, or anybody with a coupon, they become the most important client in your store at that time. Because even if they don't come back and use you, they're the person that's going to talk about you, right? So they come into your store, you're really good to them, and basically, they're going to go out and talk about the experience, even if they never come back. Yeah, sure, they're a cheapskate, but cheapskates have friends, and those friends may not be cheapskates. So definitely pander to the person with the Groupon card or the coupon that they're bringing in. Thank them for bringing it in. Make them feel good about being cheap, or make them feel good about, yeah, I've used this Groupon experience. That's what it's all about. The other thing that it does is it'll bring people into your store that have never bothered going into your store, but may live 100 meters away or 200 meters away. They shop in that area, but never bother going into your store because they're too busy or whatever. They go in there and have a good time and connect with one of your staff or with you. They will pop by again and again and again. And the way you look at it is when you have a new customer come in, it's not the first sale. It's the following 5 years of sales that you think about. So that can be thousands of dollars and in some cases, tens of thousands of dollars. So the first time a person comes in is the most important time that that person comes in. So it's all about training before the Groupon experience or the coupon experience, execution seamlessly, having people hyped up, having extra staff on if you're a service-based company, and then executing the Groupon. So that's my little take, my little 5-minute take, or however long it was, and I hope you enjoyed it. See you whenever I decide to talk again. Bye for now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.